This goes to Matthew, Matthew Flegel, Flegel. Fax is 989-828-6835. Regarding Jack Maxon, M like Mary, A-X-O, N like November. Date of birth 12/10/1945. Dear Matthew, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Maxon with bilaterally small kidneys and hypertension. His last visit was November 25th, 2024. He's doing a telemedicine visit today because he fell off a ladder. He was working up on a ladder on some construction, and he fell and landed 6 feet down. He did go to the ER on 5/16, and he had x-rays and CAT scans, and there were no fractures and no injuries other than soft tissue injury. And he's actually starting to feel better, but he's still very stiff and painful. He is using Tylenol only for pain. No current chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. Medications, I also want to highlight carvedilol, 6.25 milligram twice a day. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram, he takes two daily. Lipitor, low-dose aspirin, allopurinol. Physical exam, weight, 172 pounds, and that is about a 12-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 78. Blood pressure is 150 over 58. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 5/16 when he went into the ER for evaluation after the fall. Creatinine is 1.11, estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes normal, calcium 9.1, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 10.7, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, bilaterally small kidneys with improved renal function, and two, hypertension, slightly higher today due to his pain. And we've asked him to continue getting labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.